good afternoon and welcome to the last podcast of this term. Unbelievable. We've done 6 weeks since Christmas, and my goodness, does it feel it some days. Weather's turned. It's disgusting out there again, and it's only going to get colder. I only apologise for the weather update, but it's the truth of the matter. So this week, it is e-safety week. I will be honest, one of the most important weeks, I think, for our children. But it shouldn't just be a week, should it? It should be an ongoing thing for our children and us as adults, helping them through using social media and using mobile technology. Because actually, when you think about it, we help our children learn how to cross the road. We help our children with so many things, not speaking to strangers. And sometimes we just say, here we go, here's a device, off you go. And, you know, I don't want to be too sensationalistic, but it is as dangerous. So this week, the children, as they do throughout the school year, are going to be learning about keeping safe online. Year 5 and 6 have got the police coming in to speak to them on Friday about being safe online. But there's lots of different activities going on throughout the week. But my top tip to you, as always, is be in control. You are in control of those devices. You own those devices, although you never receive them as presents, but you're paying for contracts, you're paying for the Wi-Fi. You are in control. And please do take control. Make sure you know what your child is looking at online. Just have a little look at their search history. Make sure you know what they're looking at on YouTube. It's not to say strip it all back, don't. But YouTube Kids is brilliant because although it doesn't filter everything, it filters a heck of a lot. If you've bought or you're allowing your child to download a new game, play it yourself first. You might go, oh, but Mr. Patterson, I don't like playing games. It doesn't matter. Have a quick go. Know what the content is. Look at the rating on the game. Is it a 16? Is it an 18? If it is, they shouldn't be playing on it. Games like Call of Duty, although they, you know, it's a no-no because actually it's really violent. And, you know, it goes without saying Grand Theft Auto, games like that as well. They're a complete no-no for any child in our school and arguably any child sort of until they get to 16 at least because of the violence and the gore. If they're using social media, WhatsApp, Instagram, TikTok, limit their time on it. It's good for your mental well-being because I know as an adult, I need that time away from my phone and children need it as well. I always say when there's been an e-safety issue and I speak to parents and I'm like a stuck record, but when we were children, we used to go home from school and that's it. You didn't have contact with your mates. You might have made your own phone call or you might go and play around the streets for that half an hour after school with your friends, but you didn't have that non-stop contact. And actually what happens eventually is, and this happens every single year, and it happens in every school across the land, I can tell you that now, is that in the end, things become nasty and sometimes children run out of nice things to say and they start making snarky comments and it just envelopes. And because they can just be on it all the time, this, you know, it can just turn nasty. So please limit it. Limit it. Don't just, it's not about saying no and banning, it's about limiting and you knowing what they are doing on those devices. It's my biggest tip, and I know it takes a bit of time, but it's just about keeping them safe, as you would crossing the road, as you would not talking to strangers. It's exactly the same with their online usage and what they are doing. And actually, it's good to have time away. It's good for your mental health to be away from the social media, to be away from playing games online and doing other things. This week in Shea Patterson, we've just bought a new dartboard. And I tell you what, the excitement, we're outside, we're playing darts. So it's all about trying different things as well. It's a balance of everything. And in the modern, you know, the contemporary world of 2024, it isn't easy. But please, please, please. And these are the things we will be teaching the children this week, or going over with the children this week. Because it's not teaching the stuff they know, but it's just reminding them. And it's about blocking, it's about reporting, and it's about talking. And you need to make sure that the children are doing that. So if they see something that's not right, they need to report it to you straight away. And if there's stuff that's going wrong online, block it. Take yourself off of that WhatsApp group. Take screenshots, remove yourself. Block yourself following that person on Instagram or whatever it is, because there's so many different sort of platforms now. It's hard to keep on top of all of them. but you need to know what is going on their devices. Tomorrow morning is our coffee morning from 8:30. We have a local councillor coming in. Lauren's coming in to be with us. She's got lots of information about SEN and what's happening with special educational needs in Kent over the next year, because there's lots of changes. And it's just a good opportunity to come and talk to like-minded people, share your woes, find out that you're not the only person, you're not in it on your own, and makes you come out smart. So can't wait to see you all tomorrow morning at 8:30. I just want to say a massive thank you to Emma, who had been chairing our PTA in the last year. She has done so much with her group. They've raised lots and lots of money, and we're so thankful for that, because every single penny raised is reinvested in our children. So as I said, end of February, using PTFA funds, money we've all raised is going to be buying some new play equipment for the fields. It's going to be very exciting. Unfortunately, Emma is stepping down and we need to elect a new PTFA chair. So on Wednesday at 3:30, we are having elections for the new PTFA chair. Anybody can come. Anybody can vote. You can either come here in person, or I'm going to send a Teams link that you can log in and you can be there virtually to listen to and vote on the people that are wanting to become our next chair. And we're really grateful for everybody who gives their time, because it makes such a difference. And those community events we've had in the last year have been outstanding. As I said, fireworks, summer fair, colour run, Christmas fair, breakfast with Father Christmas, all of the other little things that are going on. So I want to say thank you to every single member of the PTFA who continues to support and give up their own time to make it, raise a heck of a lot of money and make a big difference to all of our children. So next, our year sixes in their PSHE sessions have had to come up with a way of raising money for a charity, and they are going to be selling donuts. I'm not going to give you any more information. I'm going to hand you over to the capable 6KN, who have got more information about this fundraiser.
Hello and welcome to this Year 6 podcast. We hope you've had a fabulous day.
We're here to tell you about a brilliant fundraising event called Delicious Donut Day, where you, yes, you can help us.
On Friday the 23rd of February, during your break, you are invited to one of the Year 6 huts to purchase a delicious donut and receive a raffle ticket for just £1.
Now, you might be wondering, why are you six doing this? We have collaborated and worked together and chosen a local charity to raise important funds to support their work.
The Eleanor Hospice offers fabulous comfort to adults and children when they have medical needs.
Where dreams can be fulfilled.
Would you like something sweet in your mouth? Do you enjoy the thrill of a raffle? If so, don't miss out.
Of course, you could purchase more raffle tickets for just 50p each.
Enter the raffle more than once and you have a greater chance of winning some scrumptious sweets.
Members of your six will be available on the gates in the morning and evening. So parents, you too can help us with any loose change you may have. Every penny counts.
Children who have dietary needs, we hope we have been able to cater for you too, so no one has an excuse not to come.
We would like to give a special thanks to Morrison, who have helped us to sponsor this event.
So here we go. Friday 23rd February.
Bring your £1 or more, visit the Year 6 huts.
Get a donut and at least one raffle ticket.
Extra raffle tickets will be on offer.
Thank you for listening.
So don't forget to bring in your money on Friday the 23rd of February. I'm looking forward to it already. What I love about our exciting curriculum here at Shears Green are all the different experiences and activities we do. As I said last week, lots of different trips coming up. Year 5, they're going to Leeds Castle. Year 4 have got a trip to Detlin, to Living World. That's coming up. Year 3, I know the Year 3 team are working on a very exciting trip for you. Year 6, you've been to PGL. We're going to have Chessington coming up. You guys go to the Cyclopark. So many exciting things. And last week, we had the local fire service come in, talk about fire safety to all year groups across the school, to all the children. And we've got our storyteller, Chris Connelton, coming in again very shortly too. It's just lovely to see all these different visitors. And if you know of somebody, or you're yourself, you think, do you know what? I could come and talk to the children about a certain subject. Get in contact. Let us know, because it's great to give these children as many experiences as possible. Because actually, they're going to be growing up, and especially our year sixes, before they know it, they're going to be having to make choices about what they want to do in life. And it's always nice to share, isn't it, what we do in our own work, and sort of, you know, inspire them into maybe doing something they might not have thought of before. So don't forget, open classroom this Friday, 2:30. The doors are opening and we want you to come in, have a look at the amazing work, but also find out about what the class are reading and what your child has been reading so far this year, because we're all about reading. We really want to promote reading and promote the benefits of reading. We've had our classes have been visiting the library down in Cold Harbour, which incidentally they want to close. Kent wants to shut 100 libraries, which I think is absolutely criminal. There is a petition which I'll send the link for, because we need to get onto this. We can't allow them to shut 100 libraries. If those libraries shut, they'll never open again. Literally never open again. It is not good enough to say there isn't enough money. But that sort of thing, there needs to be money, because once it's gone, it's gone. And we'll never get that back. And it'd be such a shame. So reading is massive. We want you to share a book with your child when you come in. But this is the new thing. Last year, I got children to write me book reviews, which were lovely. But this year, actually, I want the children to record their book reviews. So the book reviews should be no more than a minute. Okay, you can record the audio on your phone and you can WhatsApp it in to me, and I will share the number in the pod email. So you can WhatsApp it to me, and then I can add them onto the podcast, because we want to know about what books you're recommending, what books you're reading. All right, so open classroom Friday, 2:30. Don't forget which gates you're coming into. Year 3 and 4, the main gate on White Avenue. Year 5 and 6, the top gate. And once you've finished, you are free to leave. We're back to school on the 19th of February. That's a Monday, the 19th, normal time. So finish this Friday, we're back on Monday, the 19th. And I can't wait to see you then. I hope you have a lovely half-term break. It's going to be cold, but there's plenty to do, I'm sure. Go for a dog walk. Go and get yourself warm in the park. Have a hot chocolate as you get back. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Mrs. Nicholson, who is here with this week's Oracy Challenge. Have a great half term, guys. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Coffee Morning, Friday for our open classroom, and when we get back after half term. See you soon.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mrs. Nicholson with our Oracy Corner question today, which is, if you won £1,000, what would you do with it? Why would you do that? And what would you do if you had any money left over? Enjoy that conversation. Bye.